USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
24, that's the number of confirmed deaths in the collapse of the Champlain Towers in South Florida. The remains of two more people were found in the rubble yesterday. More than 120 people are still unaccounted for. Surfside Mayor Charles Burkett says demolishing what's left of the collapsed building is key to continuing search and rescue efforts.
Once this building's down, it's going to be a green light, full speed ahead, maximum effort to pull these victims out and reunite them with their family.
He told CBS's Face the Nation that it is absolutely not a recovery effort. This 4th of July weekend, traffic may be one of the busiest ever. More than 40 million Americans expected to get behind the wheel. Even as gasoline prices continue to soar, AAA says that some 43.6 million Americans are traveling for the holiday. That's about a 40% increase compared to last year. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
President Biden says he's, quote, not sure if Russia is behind the latest cyber attack to hit the United States. A Florida-based software management firm reported an attack on its systems Friday. Security firm Huntress estimates some 200 companies to have been compromised with ransomware. Asked if he's spoken with Russian President Vladimir Putin about the hack, Biden said he has not. A deadly crash at a Georgia racetrack late Saturday night. Authorities say a man was killed and two other people hurt when a car lost control at Hartwell Motor Speedway. The vehicle went over a wall and through a chain-link fence. The track asking for prayers for everyone involved and thanking paramedics and first responders. Pope Francis is hospitalized in Rome undergoing a scheduled surgery for a restriction of the large intestine. Just hours earlier, the 84-year-old pontiff, in keeping with Sunday tradition, greeting crowds in St. Peter's Square. On this 4th of July, you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The CDC says as of today, 157 million people in America are fully vaccinated. 182 million have received at least one dose of a vaccine. The director of the CDC says many Americans are still dying because they are unvaccinated. Wendy King reports from the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau.
The CDC says some areas of the country are more vulnerable to COVID-19 than others because of low vaccination rates. During a task force briefing at the White House, CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky said about 1,000 counties across the country have vaccination coverage of less than 30%.
In some of these areas, we are already seeing increasing rates of disease.
She said 25% of the new sequenced COVID cases in the U.S. are the more transmissible Delta variant, and in some places, it's half.
With vaccines available across the country, the suffering and loss we are now seeing is nearly entirely avoidable.
Dr. Walensky said preliminary data over the last 6 months suggests that 99.9% of COVID deaths have occurred in unvaccinated people.
The United Arab Emirates has approved a fifth vaccine, giving emergency use authorization to Moderna's vaccine. The Gulf Arab state has seen the spread of the Beta, Delta, and Alpha variants of the virus. Neighboring Saudi Arabia on Saturday banned travel to and from four countries, including the United Arab Emirates. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.